idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosion Writers Room podcast, where we, the Explosion Boys, it's just me, Joel, Rob, Dave.
Where's Chris?
No Chris. Don't know. Couldn't tell you. We do a thing where we're supposed to write a script, but we don't.
Wait, is that the premise?
We just make it up at the end.
Are you talking about improv, my friend?
Our stupid boss is none the wiser.
Hey, you can't call her stupid. She's a woman.
Idiot. Yeah, that's right.
She's listening to this. I don't think you can call her stupid. I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
You're mouthing she's a stupid bitch at me when off mic. That's not okay. She can't see that.
I'm not talking about Mrs. Explosive.
I'm going to rat you out.
I'm talking about
Chris.
My top 10 worst mums.
Oh, okay. Number one.
Number one, Princess Diana. Disappeared all too quickly.
Oh, she had kids to raise.
Was it her fault?
And just, didn't even bother.
Just because you get chased by a little paparazzo doesn't mean you can run
paparazzo.
Into a wall. You know?
It's me, Johnny Paparazzo.
Maybe she was chased by a pizza company.
Okay,
know?
Number two worst mom, Papa John's mom, for raising her shitty racist.
What?
You couldn't have said, like, Adolf Hitler's mom? You went straight for Papa
John?
No, that's
too easy.
Okay.
You got to wonder about Hitler's parents. Like, were they fine? Like, were they actually upstanding people, and he just fell into a bad crowd, which is understating it, I suppose.
He created a bad crowd and then fell in line with it.
Yeah.
He said, hey, all these boys are not so bad. They think like me, they dress like me, they hate a Juden like me.
But was there one
Good
moment?
Good boys.
Was there one moment where Mrs. and Mr. Hitler were kind of like, what happened, son? What
did his dad said, Gertrude, our boy, he's gone bad, he's a bad seed.
Gertrude Hitler.
We should push him into the lake.
Yeah, I think at the end of World War II, after he killed himself, they just held his body, and his dad said, oh, well, boys will be boys.
Yep.
Yeah, someone brought his body back to his door, and they were like, he caused a whole war.
Boys will be boys.
Yep.
Boys, boys.
Shenanigans.
Boys equal boys.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Europe. I'll bring him indoors. I'll send him upstairs and grind him.
Wait, so Europe?
I literally grind him by putting him in the grind.
Is Mrs. Europe the queen?
The queen.
Ew, this boy did very bad things for the entire duration of the war.
He took over the Sudetenland.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
You know, they had to get into the shenanigans and do all sorts of silliness.
Yeah.
But, you know, cannot help it because they're boys.
They're boys.
No,
boys go around, they start wars. They invent, you know, they invent Poland.
First, they pull off the pigtails,
yes,
you know, and they shoot you with the slingshot.
Yes.
But then they invade Poland and then they take all the Jews. Boys will be boys.
two minutes it took us to get under Hitler.
Yeah, that's a new record.
Oh, nice.
At least we're not talking about dicks and butts
yet. I think he did a very bad, naughty thing.
You really should take better care of him.
Well, we don't have any more children, so don't worry about it. You know, if we're the worst parents, then, you know, just leave us alone.
Yeah, fuck us, right?
You know.
Yeah, they're really indignant.
I guess fuck us, right? We're the worst parents.
They're super indignant.
Oh, yeah, it's all our fault.
Of course, it's all our fault, you know. Everybody has problems, but no, it's the Hitlers. You know, they have the worst boy, and he does all the bad things, and everybody just dogpile on Zim.
That's not our fault. It's all the stuff he sees on TV.
Yes, well, maybe you should just impart some knowledge on him. Make sure he
also,
does. Make sure he treats people with a little more decorum.
He put all that stuff on TV with his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels.
Well, you know, he sees it, and he says, oh, that's pretty good. I don't like those Jews anymore. He made the movie, I guess, but it's not, you know, he doesn't know.
Just boys to be boys.
Do you think Hitler, makes his movie, he makes, you know, Triumph of the Will or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he walks out of that change and he goes, wow, I really hate the Jews.
Well, after watching his own movie, yeah. Harry Potter and the Triumph of the Will.
Yeah. Like I saw, you know, Moonlight. And
what do you mean he looked at his own film and then discovered?
This is what I'm, okay.
Like he was kind of like an artiste and he's like, I got all this stuff in my head. I just got to throw it all down on paper and I'll take, you know, 2 years later, they'll look back at it and go, oh shit, I guess I was in a place in my life where I really hated Jews. I despise them.
No, I'm saying it's different.
I'm still like that.
I'm saying it's like when I went to see Moonlight and you're like, wow, I thought I understood the struggle of a young black man growing up gay, and I didn't. But now I have a bit, there's a bit more knowledge in here, in my head, and in here, in my heart.
Your heart.
I'm a little changed. I've been changed by art.
Right. And then he went. The guy from that movie went and watched every other movie ever made and said, wow, to grow up white and straight. I never
imagine that. And also to be a superhero and to be Thor.
Yeah. You know, I can't think.
But no, I'm so. My point, though, is I'm saying Hitler went and saw his own movie and went.
Did he have like amnesia?
This has really opened up my eyes to how very bad the Jews are. I thought they were just really bad, but they're very, very bad.
I'm still not seeing the logical crossover here.
I think the same thing happened to Peter Jackson when he watched the Hobbit trilogy. He started hating Jews, I think.
No, I think he started hating movies.
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to think of a film that has a straight white lead.
There aren't one? Any. Never been done.
One?
Casper, he's really white.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he straight, though?
Ghostly white. they kind of touched upon that. He had a dance with Christina Ricci at the end.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. She's way white.
Yeah.
She is. I mean, I'm whiter.
Okay, one movie, The Terminator. At no point do I get the impression that Arnold Robot wants to fuck another boy robot. He wants to fuck a girl robot.
I don't think so. I think he's asexual. I think he's programmed to protect John Connor or kill his mom, depending on the movie. Yeah. I don't think he has anything sexual in mind.
Well, let's think. What's he programmed for? And let's figure out how sexual it is. So the first one, it's kill a woman.
That's pretty fucked up.
That could be. Yeah, but depending on the guy, that could be sexual.
He could
be like, I got to show my power.
Yeah, if you're like Dahmer. But, yeah. So
he's a robot, though. I mean, he doesn't have any feelings, I don't think. I think he just goes around, you know.
He has a big dick, though.
That's, we don't know.
Is that canon?
We do know that because when he goes into the bar naked, no one goes,
he doesn't have a dick.
Actually, yeah, one woman looks him up and down, remember?
She goes, ooh, that's a fat dick.
Yeah.
But and maybe, then Cameron goes, leave that line in.
I think that's where they charge the robot. I think his dick plugs into the wall.
Oh, it's USB-C.
It's a USB-C.
It's from the future.
You don't know that he doesn't have a dick.
Cock.
You don't know he doesn't have a dick because she could be looking up and down and being amazed that he doesn't have
a dick. He has nice knees.
No, you would have said it. You would have screamed it out loud.
That man got no dick.
That man got no dick. And then the barman comes out with a shotgun.
He goes, ain't no boy with no dick coming.
Ain't never been no
bar.
Man without no dick.
Get out of here.
Not in the '90s.
Really, even a man if you don't have a dick. They stab him in the chest.
Yeah, the movie ends.
And then he says, "I was a war soldier hero. I have no dick. It was blown off with ID."
He sounds like a foreigner. Stab him again.
Well, because the bar, everything is dick themed in the bar. The cigar that the guy puts out in his chest is just a dick. And then the guy that tries to stab him with the knife in the back.
And the one guy who's in the corner masturbating during that scene, he's just holding a dick the whole time.
He's brandishing a dick, his own, with which to masturbate with.
Cameron's like that, though. He likes to put his actors in danger.
That's
like,
true.
In the Abyss, he almost drowned everyone with cum.
He tried to kill Kate Winslet in Titanic.
With cum.
With his bare fists. He tried to choke her.
What no one tells you about Terminator is that he did actually put a murderous robot in there. That wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger at all.
Oh, wow.
Well, for a while.
He really did put them in danger.
Well, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it was his first day in America, and he was told that
in
this culture, you're supposed to go around killing everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is not too far off from the truth.
Do you know that that's actually closer to true?
It's pretty true.
In his first movie, Hercules in Manhattan, I think is what it was called.
It's a great movie.
He doesn't know English, and so he's dubbed, and so he's just kind of going...
Yeah, but his voice is like, hello, it is me in the United States
Hercules.
Now.
Hercules.
I am Hercules.
My name is Hercule.
Ease.
Hello, Hercules.
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 Okay, but that's only two bad moms. And if you count Hitler's mom, that's three.
Okay.
Princess
the third
Di,
one is your
Papa
mom.
John, my mom's.
Yeah.
That's number four.
You don't like your mom.
She didn't
do
a good job.
I just wanted to read.
She did a bad job.
Okay. I like my mom. She's cool. Yeah.
So she's off the list.
She's all right.
My
she's not on
cool.
the list.
Rob, your mom's in town right now.
I like my mom.
For Thanksgiving.
She's great.
I don't know.
My mom is a national treasure.
I feel like if we dug deeper, you would put her on the list, but I'm not going to leave that up to you.
Joel, you think that everyone's moms are bad?
I don't trust moms
or dads. You got a bad dad.
I don't trust dads.
You got a bad dad and a bomb mom.
I'm a good dad.
What about friends? Don't trust them.
You know who? You know why? Because some of them are moms and dads.
Oh,
so you can't trust them.
Is that the problem?
You're about to be one of or both.
I don't know how it works these days.
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah.
You could be a mom or a dad.
I thought you meant you could either be a dad or a friend.
Wait, so you go to the hospital, and whichever it depends who the baby comes out of, you could kind of keep an eye on things because it could still be
Dave. It's a toss up.
Yeah, it could be Dave. You never know until you see it. It's like Schrodinger's baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And by observing the baby, you affect the results.
It's true.
If you stare into her vagina for too long,
when I go to the hospital and observe babies, I get kicked out.
And that affects the results for you.
Yeah.
You go to jail.
Right, exactly.
They put a bracelet or an anklet on the baby so that you can't just walk out with it.
Well, it's because they're all sex criminals.
Babies are?
They've all crawled out of a vagina. And no one gave them permission to do that.
Because they're all heavily drunk and they need to be...
There is this crazy thing that you'll notice soon, is that how drunk a baby gets off of boob milk.
What are you talking about?
I'm a baby. I'm mad.
Well, that's what I do.
And then it goes.
Okay, this is all description for what I do so far.
It goes.
Again.
Like they really get drunk. It's crazy. They get hella faded.
They demand it every 2 hours as well.
Like you.
I'm a baby. I'm mad.
And then every 2 hours, I'm like, let me touch your boobs. Yeah. I need your boobs.
Hey, so here's an idea.
Oh, okay.
Remember the name of this podcast?
No, don't do this, Rob. You're always the one.
No, but like, okay, so babies, we all agree that anything a baby does would be a felony if an adult did it, right?
Okay,
like,
babies.
Anything?
Name one thing that a baby does that if you did it in public, you wouldn't get arrested.
Shit in your pants.
Right. Arrested. That's what I was going to say.
You'd probably get in trouble for that. Maybe not arrested. But
taking the poo out of your pants and smearing it on the wall.
Arrested.
Arrested.
That's more of a toddler thing.
Sucking on a titty. Arrested.
So, just screaming at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, yeah.
Screaming bloody murder.
What about just drinking a big old bottle of warm milk?
That's not illegal most places.
But if it was a man-sized baby bottle with a nipple on it, you might get arrested.
What do you mean? Okay, it's a baby bottle that's 6 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
It's molded in the shape of a human being.
No, it's molded like a baby bottle, but you're holding it with your feet and hands and going...
You know what they should do? Instead of little bottles to give to your baby, every 2 hours you should be granted one giant bottle that's 6 feet tall. It's full of warm milk. You have to keep that warm somehow. And it's got two little it's got two little actual rubber nipples that you can just hold your baby up to.
Are you selling me this? Because I'll buy two of them right now.
You need to have a baby though. You can't use it for sexual purposes.
Don't judge me.
Well, what would you fill it up with? Would
milk.
You fill it up with milk?
Come.
Maybe white Russians, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that too. When normal stuff.
Wait a minute, let's go back to what you just said, Joel.
Right.
You would fill it up with cum.
I changed mine to white Russians.
Sure. Okay.
No, let's go back to cum.
Great. Wait, do you make your white Russians without cum?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's weird.
It's best of both worlds.
How much cum would you need to fill up a
6 foot tall baby bottle?
Mold.
A day's worth.
Hey, you know what's really gross, actually? I learned this yesterday.
Oh, I think that was pretty gross.
I was watching. I texted all you guys when I learned this because it was so nasty.
I never got a text.
I was watching a documentary about elephants. Apparently, I didn't know this.
Oh, you did?
Elephants have two boobs in the front, like on their chest.
They got them titties.
It's gross. You know what I mean? Because, like, I thought it was like an udder in the back. I always assumed that they had an udder, which is more natural, you know? But the fact that elephants are going around with, like, breasts.
Big swinging
that's
knockers.
That's fucked up. Okay, that's gross.
And do they only have two?
They have two, I believe.
Where are the rest? Are there more?
No, just two. They have human titties.
Two fat, swinging, scaly knockers.
Hanging in between their front legs.
See, and this is, into my point, to that is that if they lower their head, it's gonna, the trunk's a dick, and then the titties are balls.
Right, and I don't know what to do about this.
That makes me feel gay.
Doesn't that make you uncomfortable?
Is it kind of a recent discovery?
I didn't realize this.
One ever looked at an elephant's titties until 2018.
No one bothered. They all
Everyone thought, like, Rob. They've obviously got another. But one day
David Attenborough discovered that, like, the elephants actually have human
someone
breasts.
Walked
David Attenborough walked up to the elephant.
Someone
and went,
walked
oh,
good Lord. Under it and look for its
titties. This human has human-style breasts.
Oh, my God.
I am going to...
I'm going to squeeze one.
I'm going to palpate and squeeze the breasts.
Just to verify.
Until milk comes out.
Yeah. Yes, and she seems to be quite pleased.
Feels like my wife.
I appear to have an erection now.
I will marry this elephant and make a baby with it.
Heffalump, let me fondle your titties.
Look, I think if you're in the jungle and you're thinking, I have gay thoughts, and I'm not sure what that means for
you. Because that's your problem in the jungle.
Yeah, I know, but you're just confused. Well, because there's no books in the jungle.
The Jungle Book.
They don't have moonlight.
There's one book.
No, there's
it's
one
the
book.
The only book.
And it doesn't have anything to do with moonlight.
Wait a minute. Oh. Don't bring this back to moonlight.
No, it's all about moonlight. So you're in the jungle, and you're like, I don't know what to do with these feelings. And then you think, like, dicks and balls look great. And then an elephant walks up with a six-foot trunk and 2 9-gallon tits. And you go, that looks kind of like a dick and balls.
You're in the wilderness. You haven't eaten in days. And you think, I'm having gay-ass thoughts.
If you see,
I need to look at a dick and balls.
And then you, it'll soothe you because you'll be like, oh, that is.
I need a distraction.
A lady, but it makes me feel good thoughts about my gay thoughts.
What?
This has to make sense. I know it doesn't. Not explaining it right.
I imagine it's like that cartoon trope where you're really hungry and you look at a lady
and she turns into an elephant tits.
Some elephant tits.
Okay. All right. That was an idea.
I don't think it's an idea.
It's more of an observation about why the world is crazy.
Do you think the world would tilt back towards good if elephants had normal leg tits?
If elephants had
leg tits?
Between their legs.
I meant like bees, like where they have sex on the back of their legs.
No.
I feel like if elephants did not have human-style breasts, the world would be a less confusing place, you know?
But you didn't know this until yesterday.
Yeah, this is a burden that you've put on your own back.
Can you attribute all...
Like a pair of tits.
Oh, yeah, and that elephant might need surgery to relieve the burden on her back.
Oh, absolutely.
Like tit reduction surgery or something. Do you feel like, though, having not known this, that it was always just in your peripheral vision, like, something's not right with the world?
It's one of those things that, like, you're happier not knowing. It's kind of like, once you know it, your life is forever a little bit worse. Like the FedEx logo having an arrow in it.
Yeah,
you know,
Like,
once you see
it. Or the Amazon logo saying A to Z.
Yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've seen elephant knockers.
Have you actually seen the knockers themselves?
Oh, yeah. I can
imagine them.
Are they big, plump bags?
Yeah. They're big old jugglies.
That doesn't seem right.
Fun bags.
It's confusing. It's like...
I think you drew them.
It's actually validating because I used to draw elephants at conventions with big knockers. And now science has confirmed that the way I drew them was correct. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I never thought about that before. There have been multiple instances of me at comic conventions drawing an elephant in a bikini. For example, American flag.
That is correct. That's how they would look.
Indeed.
So, I used to like to draw an elephant sitting on its butt like a man with its legs and its knees bent, and then it had a big trunk but also a real big dick.
There you go.
That was the way I would do it.
That seems accurate.
Wait, does an elephant dick, is it in the right spot?
It's crazy. The dick's in the front, actually.
Oh, no! it's in their sternum.
It comes out of their chest. It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
You know, it would be great to have a trunk on the top of your head like a whale, because you could just go that bit deeper.
What would you use it for?
Huh?
What would you do with it?
Well, I would go underwater. Like a snorkel. Yeah, like a snorkel.
Oh.
Say the classic trope of, like, I'm being attacked by bees, I gotta jump in the water.
Yeah.
But I got a built-in snorkel. I look like a chimney, basically.
Those bees would fly down your trunk.
Fly
man.
Straight in. Yeah.
No, they would dive bomb in your trunk and the pain would be unimaginable.
They would eat you from the inside.
So you're saying that's a bad idea?
Imagine a bee up your nose.
Terrible.
Sting.
Worst thing I can think of.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you took the wind out of those fucking sails, didn't you?
One time, when I was about 4 or 5, a bug flew into my ear.
Uh-huh.
And I jammed my little finger in it so quick that I crushed it.
Oh, God.
And pushed it further deeper into my ear.
What kind of bug was it?
I want to say it was something big, like...
Well, you were a kid, so...
But I know it wasn't because I didn't get stung.
You crammed a stinging insect into your ear.
I might have. It could have been like a June bug or something.
Did you ever get it out?
No.
It's still there.
What's going on?
That's all I hear.
It's still dying.
Yeah, hey, your head's like the Everest of bugs. old green boots is in there.
I'll ever hear other
bugs not to go in.
I always just hear a bug going, hey, don't go to work today. And I'm like, what? Shut up, bug.
That would suck if your conscience was a bug.
Is that why I hear you in your room going, shut up, bug,
you idiot.
Hey,
go eat a donut.
Shut up.
Shut up, bug. It's not on my diet.
There's banana bread in the kitchen. Shut up!
Now that's just me saying that. I'm like, hey, Joel, there's banana bread in the kitchen.
Well, you also buzz around a lot.
Would you like to creep around the office and our tippy toes and go, hey, there's sneaky banana bread in the kitchen. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there's apples in the...
Whenever there's food in the kitchen, you got to pretend it's like a heist, you know? It's more fun that way.
Yeah,
you can't just say, hey, there's food in the kitchen. You got to go, psst, hey, there's banana bread in the kitchen.
You're saying that to your own hand.
Are you in? You in? Let's do this.
And your hand goes, see?
Yeah. You got to gamify eating sometimes. Otherwise, you'll just never eat. You'll end up in the jungle and think about gay thoughts and stuff.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you think that is the last vestige of the man who's given up eating?
What I appreciate
is that he goes, oh, here I am in the jungle thinking gay thoughts about elephant tits.
That's
what Mike Pence would argue. You're only gay because you're hungry. You know, you're like, oh, you should, you know, eat a full breakfast and then you'll be straight.
Yeah, I think Snickers did a whole campaign about that. It's like, oh, you get pretty gay until you've had your Snickers.
Yeah, Rodney, you're sucking my dick.
Have a Snickers.
They're about the same size.
Oh, thanks. I feel much. I feel straight again.
Oh, yeah.
Then turns into Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the best example of a straight man ever.
I was thinking about elephant tits and how they look like dicks and balls. Oh, yeah.
Yes, but how do you feel about the big title fight tonight, Macho Man?
Don't give a shit.
Where's the nearest jungle?
Yeah. Take me to the zoo. I was telling Rob, in that scenario, I think the zoo is there to protect the animals from us.
That makes sense, though.
Look at them swinging titties.
No, it's like when you go to the Sea Life Center and they've got the rock pool full of like weird anemones and things that you can touch and molest.
Yeah.
Except
you can finger a starfish.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. Have you ever tried that? It's great.
No.
I think their mouth and their butthole are the same hole. So
Whoa. One animal revelation per episode, please.
Yeah, so this is the podcast. It's called Aren't Animals Fucking Weird?
You mean they're the same hole, or is like one behind the other? Because I would hate it if you immediately put your finger in my stink hole and then just crammed it in my mouth.
Whoa.
Hey, get a taste of that.
What if you threw up? Would it be diarrhea or vomit? What would you call
it? Whoa, guys!
Shut up! I'd call it dinner.
This is too much.
I want to get back to what you were saying really quick there, Joel.
What?
But like, I like that you created this entire scenario where you're in the wilderness.
Yeah.
You're in the tropical jungle. You're far away. Everything's desolate.
Uh-huh.
But your problem is having gay thoughts.
Gay thoughts are creeping in, and I want to suck an elephant trunk like a dick.
Nothing to do with survival.
No.
Or,
no, because your head gets
trying
clear.
To take care of yourself.
Your head gets real clear in the jungle, and you think.
Is that right?
Who are you trying to impress?
I don't know.
Who are you trying to impress? I'm the jungle man.
No, you're just out there.
I like to pelt the jungle.
Yeah, your best friend is a fucking panther.
A pineapple.
And your other friend's a bear.
Uh-huh.
And
you're going back to Jungle Book.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the only jungle-based fiction that I'm familiar with.
Oh, okay.
No, George of the Jungle. Come on. Everyone knows George.
Same story.
Everyone knows Jungly George.
The whole Jungly George.
I know those juggly elephant titties.
Jungly George. Jumbly George. That's what they call him.
Yeah.
All right. So Mowgli says, "Gee, Baloo,
I think I'm coming of age now, I'm attracted to orangutan butts.
I want to look at a boy, but not just an orangutan butt, but a boy orangutan butt.
You don't look at Uncle Louie's sweet asshole.
Don't look at my
doo-doo. I don't want to talk like you. Don't touch my doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I think that's what would happen. Wait, am I so wrong? Fuck. So what? Rudyard Kipling was not a visionary. I am.
I got them bare necessities, those big old jiggly breasties.
Breastices. Those big old elephant breastices.
Breastities.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Any ideas?
No.
Are we?
And I don't even want to try. Do you want to read an email?
Yeah, man. Throw it at me.
We read, lots of emails on one where you weren't here.
Good.
And now we're going to read another one.
It mostly succeeded. If I was to rate it, it would be an 8 out of 10.
You think?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Ooh, this one's weird. This is from somebody who must be listening a long time ago. It says...
What do you mean? Like, listening in the past?
It says,
wow.
Mr. Explosum, do not read. But he's long gone.
Oh.
Wait, what if this is from Mr. Explosum from space?
I don't understand this email. I'm going to skip it. Here's... Okay, this is from Joseph Peven Peven. Hmm.
Joseph Peven Peven?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't care.
Can we just call him Joe Peepy?
Joey Peeps.
Joey Peeps.
This one's from Joey Peeps. All right, Joey Peeps right there.
It's your man, Joe Peeps.
Your man, Joey Peep. The J stands for Joey, the P stands for Peepy, and the PP stands for Peter Preven.
And the PP stands for all these boys when they walk into the room. It's standing to attention right now.
That would be like the little guy in a boy band in the 80s. Yeah. Where like, and I'm the little with Joey Peeps.
Joey Peeps, yeah, he's the fifth Four Seasons member.
I sing the high point.
So who's the girl that's going, I really love, you know, out of
the
all
weird
four
girl.
Of them, I love Joey Peep.
Listen, she goes,
he seems attainable.
Vinny, he's the strong one.
Yeah.
Frankie, he's the sensitive one.
Bambi, he is
he's a deer.
He's very charitable.
And he's a deer.
And Juggly George, he's the one who's
Juggly George has got big elephant titties.
But
Joey
Peeps?
Joey Peeps is the one for me. And all her friends are like, Margaret, you're weird.
You're kind of gross and weird, Margaret. That's why you like Joey Peeps.
There was a boy band, a localized boy band in my hometown. They were called Upfront. And they kind of played in thrillers and stuff like that. They did New Year's.
Uninvited?
No, no.
They would show
no.
up at your house and no, go, hello?
No, they were hired by the local council to, like, stand in the back of a truck and perform their fucking songs. They actually had their own collection of songs. One of them was called Bambi. That's why I bring that up.
Oh, I just thought that was a clever name.
Okay, I have this
hello, on. We're up front. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the local village Christmas fair.
Fuck off!
I'm proud of you, son.
Eat shit!
Hey, be nice to my son.
Shut up!
Why is there so many Americans here? Anyway,
I'm building a bonfire!
Look, fucking American tourists coming and spoiling the place as usual. Anyway, we're going to sing a song. It's called Do Not Climb Into My Pants.
Woo! Maybe climb in your pants, baby.
Don't climb in.
Maybe climb in my pants, baby.
Don't climb in.
Don't climb in.
Baby, climb in your pants.
Don't climb in.
Don't climb in. Yeah, okay.
Woo. Yo, bitch, don't get in my pants. I'll fill your head full of fucking ants.
Yeah, oh, there's a rap
just
break.
Just like
done.
A boy called Joey.
Oh, yeah,
Watts.
You gotta have a rap break. It's a boy band. Yeah.
Listen here, bitch, don't get in my pants. I'll take your head and fill it with ants.
Just like a guy called Joel Watson.
Oh, no.
He crammed a bug inside
of his ear. Yeah.
Inside of his bum.
Yeah, it might have been a June bug. All right. This is from Joey Peeps. Joey Peeps says, what's the most inappropriate way to propose to your loved one? Hiding it in their father's hand at his funeral? What you got? Joy Peeps.
I love that he ends that with, well, what you got? Impress me. Like he's a...
All right, show us what you've got.
Hmm. Okay. All right, you have 30 seconds to impress us.
So what is the most inappropriate way to propose to your loved one?
Hot dog.
In a misspelled tattoo.
That's
on
good.
A different person.
Hot dog.
That's your answer? Your answer is hot dog?
Hot dog.
Put the ring on a hot dog and feed it to them?
Ring on hot dog.
Put ring on hot dog.
it's definitely the most dangerous way to do it.
Do you go to a deli and you go, hot dog? Pardon me, sir. Put ring on hot dog.
Sandwich.
Okay. Sir, what?
Sandwich, do it.
Mustard. Put ring on hot dog.
Do you think it's a little abrasive?
And your girlfriend's there going, what are you doing?
He's like,
hot dog.
Nothing.
Ring, hot dog. Ring, put on hot dog. Kneel.
Kneel
towards girl.
Why am I making? Oh, me.
Yeah. Is he giving himself narration?
I don't know.
What's he doing?
I think this guy's unhinged. I don't think he's okay.
Yeah. So you've taken a comical kind of fake version of me and made him unhinged?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Oh, well, comical, sure. I mean,
I gotcha.
Yeah. You, Rob gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd certainly be an inappropriate way to propose.
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Hot dog!
Mary, me!
Banana is pretty good, because how are you going to... Okay, here's the trick.
Okay, it's all food with you.
How are you going to hide a ring inside a banana?
There's no way. It can't be done.
You can't sew it back up. With stitches?
Yeah.
I think you attach it...
You're going to stitch a fucking banana back up?
You put the ring around the banana when it's a baby, when it's growing on a tree, and then it grows... You know how a tree will grow through a chain link fence?
You could do that with a baby.
The banana grows around the ring.
No,
what are you talking about? Put
the ring on a baby, never take it off,
okay.
And then it grows up and it's like a turtle with a fucking coke ring on its head.
That's inappropriate, for sure.
That's pretty inappropriate.
Yeah. You do raise an interesting question, though, Rob, which is, we've all seen baby carrots, but what does a baby banana look like?
They sell them at the grocery store.
Like your dick.
Little tiny bananas.
Like nine little Dave dicks.
Yeah.
You can get a little tiny.
Nine little Dave dicks sitting in a row.
Yeah, that's a nursery rhyme I just ordered from Amazon.
It looks like a scary ape finger. It's like a nine-fingered tiny ape paw.
Is it cursed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Interesting.
Okay, so what about this? You know someday you think, I'm a little boy. Someday I want to get married, maybe to an elephant with girl tits.
Sure, every boy thinks that.
So you plant a tree with a very expensive diamond ring
inside
on it. On the thing, and a note that says, do not steal this ring. It's very do not steal for 50 years. It's very expensive.
Okay.
You think that's going
to
work?
Where does this boy get the money to buy
50 years?
Ring?
He comes back at 50. His girlfriend has said, oh, Steven, why haven't you married me for all these years? You know, we've been in love.
He says, shut up, you old hag.
And he says, hey, bitch. How about
hot dog.
He says, hot dog.
Sandwich.
How about you chop down this tree?
Oh,
I have questions.
Oh, sure.
So
already?
Yeah.
That's soon.
So this seems to be set somewhere in greater London, maybe. Maybe the lower half of England.
But he's not. He's an American tourist.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh, so he's a tourist.
Yeah.
So he's a tourist. He's overstayed his visa for about 50
years.
Yeah,
he's got to get married.
Right.
All
right. Oh, but he's left it a bit late, hasn't he, to get his citizenship.
And so he says, Samantha, shut up.
Wait, I have a question, too.
Bitch, shut up and chop down this tree.
How did the little boy afford a nice engagement ring? Does he, like, selling
drugs
on the side?
He's a royal.
Oh, okay.
What?
All right.
He's the lost Windsor.
Continue.
Okay, he's the lost Windsor that was raised in America.
Okay, right. So the entire royal family are just sitting about going,
oh, we're doing royal things, just watching the royal TV.
Doors swing open, and the American goes, Papa!
I'm home!
Mama! It's me!
And they say, oh, the American, get out!
It's me, Murphy Windsor.
He says, get out, Murphy. No, you suck. You're stinking. You're horrible.
No, it's true. He is our long-forgotten...
But we hate him.
Okay. And so Murphy says, fine, parents. I'll take this expensive ring. Also, he's 4.
Okay, yeah, but flash forward 50 years later.
50 years, 54 years old.
Yeah.
He stuck it on a bush. It grew into a tree. His wife says, oh, Murphy, why didn't you ever marry me? You know, we were so happy together, but you always said it's not time. And I wanted to get married, but you said no. And now at 54, I feel like we're going to die. And he says, he's like, wow, it is, it's, I mean.
Not his wife.
It's a bit young.
It's a bit young.
Not his wife from Donegal.
Like, yeah, changed. And so he says, listen to me and shut up. Listen to me.
Why has she been with him for so long? Because every time she talks, he seems to be like,
he's got a big elephant dick.
Every time he talks,
he's got that big elephant dick.
Every time she talks, he seems to be like, hey, bitch, shut the fuck up.
So what happens, Joel? What does he do?
He gives her an axe in an act of grand. No, in an act of grand romance.
Oh.
And he says, you know this tree that's been in our front yard this whole time? Chop it down. But no, Murphy, that's a sign of our love. And he goes, you chopped it, bitch. Chop this tree down.
Why is he so aggro?
He's an American.
Jesus.
He's an American living abroad.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Oh, these red-hot-blooded Americans.
He's a hot dog of a man. He's so mad. And so she chops it. One chop, two chops. And he goes, look in the ring. Look in the center. And she goes, oh, Murphy, is that for me? And he goes, it's right, bitch.
Why is this ring sized for a 4-year-old?
And he goes, oh, shit. let me stretch that out with my elephant dick.
Wait, so he has to stretch the ring out with his elephant dick?
Okay, okay. Second idea.
Okay.
Sure.
You're a little boy. You know you're going to get married, so you put the ring on your dick. So never take it off.
You grow up and your dick rots off, I think.
No, it just gets real big on one side, and then there's like a ring part.
No,
then,
you grow a big blue dick, and no one's going to touch that or suck it apart from a blue whale.
You guys are making this so difficult.
I mean...
Look, first of all, the wanton destruction of your scenario, I don't think I could convince my wife to chop a tree down, especially one that is so, so tied to us.
No, you
story.
Say it like this. You have to say it with authority. Bitch, chop down that tree.
You better chop down that fucking
bitch,
tree.
Chop down the tree.
Chop down, here's a neck. Chop down that fucking tree.
I don't want to do it.
Chop down that tree.
I said chop down the tree.
I am the man and
chop
I'm an American.
Chop down the tree.
These fucking Americans coming over and chopping our trees down.
He's like, Murphy, I don't know if I know you at all, really.
It's taken 50 years, but I think you finally revealed your true self.
Also, you talk like a much
younger
man.
Yeah, that's how it ends. She says, no, you're crazy. I'm not going to marry
you. Get out, Murphy. Suck a dick. Suck an elephant dick and balls that are tits.
Shut up, bug.
I got to go. Shut up, bug. Get out of my ear.
That wasn't the bug. That was me, Martha, or whoever.
Get
out. My name is...
I think it was something like that.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, okay.
That's not a terrible idea, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean... No, let's just move on. Let's go.
Okay. This is from Pig Shit Taco.
Pig Shit Taco.
Oh, sorry, Pig Shit Taco. You wrote a page. Your email doesn't get read.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But you did get made fun of for your name.
Oh, this is from 09 in episode 13.
In space, apparently.
Okay.
Fun fact. In episode 13, you talked about a bidet cam to target your butthole. That was Rob's invention.
Yes, million-dollar idea.
They actually use something like that on the International Space Station.
What?
Is
NASA down there, like, triangulating your butthole?
So you can target your shit into the vacuum bag.
They do that, but I don't think...
What?
I don't think Space Invaders is playing in front of it, you know. Like, so you can shit...
Wait, so...
Yeah.
Holy shit. So on the space station, there's a camera that you can, so you can look at your own butthole and line it up?
Hang on. Real quick, can we do all the sounds from Space Invaders all at once?
Waka 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 waka.
You do the one you were doing. That was Pac-Man.
Oh, oops.
And I'll go.
It's a me, Mario.
That's it. That's all of them.
Cool.
Wow, pretty good. Not bad.
Not bad
at
all.
And also, hey, here I am. Gotta go fast. I'm blue.
It's me, the blue mouse.
It's me, Johnny Blue Mouse.
Is that Kruk?
Yes.
Was that Crash Bandicoot?
That was Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, that was the bad guy from Donkey Kong Country.
No one ever, what?
The alligator?
K. Rool?
Yeah.
He's my boy.
He goes, here I am. Gotta go fast. I'm blue. Bye. Pew.
What I appreciate about him is that he was a king, and then he thought, this life is not for me. I'm going to become a pirate. And so they had a whole game where he was a pirate with a blunderbuss instead. Yeah, the second Donkey Kong.
Oh, is that Donkey Kong Jr.? Country.
No, Junior's not fucking canon anymore. They don't even talk about him. You've got Diddy, you've got Candy, you've got Titty, you got Busty.
You got Elephant Titty Kong.
You got Crunchy.
You got JPP.
You got
JPP Kong.
You got Jumbi. You got Crumbles. You got Flippity Flaps.
You got Crimbles. You got Sonar.
You got Grindelwald.
You got Crucible.
You got the Crimes of the Gramblegram. You got
Larry and Barry and
I want to talk about
Donner.
Something real quick that I've had to do over the past couple of years.
What's that?
I've actually coined a term for it. It's a cattle fishing.
What's that?
Cattle
Dave,
fishing.
Hang on.
Wait, I want
to
hear
you
this.
You tried to explain this via textual conversation. And it doesn't make any sense.
Please, tell me.
I explained it perfectly well.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm assuming.
I just hope we don't get interrupted by Mrs. Explosum during or after this part of the conversation. Go ahead.
Right now. I mean, you've set this up to fail, Joel.
Go for it. I want to hear it.
It's called cattle what?
Cattle fishing.
It's called cat fucking.
Cattle fishing. And I assume you two, as bright, intelligent boys, know what a cuttlefish is and what kind of things it can do.
Yes, and it's like a little floppy sea boy.
Sea boy.
It's like a little floppy sea.
Yeah, they can disguise themselves. Like they turn into little LCD screens.
Yeah, if you've ever watched.
They can, like the Avengers plane.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. If you've ever watched a video of them, it's quite incredible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I have to kind of do that sort of thing, except I have to blend in with Southern people in the United States.
Yeah.
Putting on a cowboy hat and kind of talking like this, mm-hmm. especially over the last couple of years.
Yeah, because your extended family is from west of Fort Worth. You got to really fit in.
You got to really fit in there.
Or else they'll shoot you.
You know, due to the Southern kind of association with cattle, I've coined it as cattle fishing. I also think it's a really cool.
Is it kind of like catfishing?
No.
Do you lie to them?
Do you say,
that's what
I'm from here. Hey,
no, that's
y'all.
What I see. That's where I thought it fell apart. Is I was going, cattle fishing sounds like a catfishing extension.
It's a catfishing.
That's on you, though.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm talking to someone over Skype, and I'm like,
howdy, y'all.
Hey, everybody. That's right. Dix is born and raised. And it's a really bad accent. I is a cowboy.
This is all typing, right? This is all text. I is a cowboy.
I'm American.
Hey, hello, big American for me.
And the person on the other end's like, fuck, I'd love to fuck a cowboy. And so I'm like,
farmers only.
Get over here. Fuck my denim pants off.
Whoa.
And they drive over and answer the door, and it's me in full leprechaun regalia.
What the fuck is this shit?
No, this is some.
This is Gare the elephant's tits.
That old expression.
Yeah, I know.
And you've been cattlefished. That's not what cattle fishing means. But
what were we talking about right before this?
You talked
Hitler,
about
I think.
No,
I think you tried to squeeze in something about the premise with Mrs. Explosum.
So. No, it was the couple. Never mind.
Couple?
The Martha and
that was way gone. Right. You're living in the past at this stage.
Your mom's name Martha.
On.
My mom's name Martha. Martha. Why did you say that name?
About a page of that script was just both of them going.
Martha.
And then Martha walks in going, yes, what do my boys want?
I baked cookies for both of you. I love my boys. I love my bat boy and my super boy. Don't fight you two. You're fighting each other.
Because one of you is a bat and the other one can fly. So don't fight.
It can fly. I don't want my super
mom,
boys having a fight.
Get out, Mom. We're fighting. Mom, shut up. We're playing PlayStation. Get out.
Martha. Yes, your dinner's coming.
Martha. Yeah, they go to say, Martha.
What is it?
I can fly.
That's nice to hear.
Bye.
I'm a bat boy. That's nice.
Martha. I just flew back in time.
That's nice. I'm going to kill myself. I can't do that, Martha. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he sucks.
I failed you as a son, Martha.
He sucks real bad. He's got pointy ears like a stupid bat.
Okay.
Idiot. He's got
Martha,
a belt.
I'm going to take you down an alleyway.
Yeah, let's go watch an opera.
All right. Great.
Batman killed his parents.
Oh, those two opera-loving boys.
Yeah.
Superman killed his parents by hugging them too hard. He's like,
I love your mother.
Well, like a Lenny of Mice and Men kind of thing.
Yeah, her organs shot out of her face.
I was petting mommy's head, and it broke.
And it fell off.
It broke to pieces.
Oh, no.
Superman, no.
You have a fine brain, Superman.
No.
None of this was your fault.
What if he hit the earth so hard that he came out a little water-headed? But he still had all his powers.
No, the low oxygen makes his brain a little bit slower.
And humans make the assumption that just because an alien lands on Earth, it must be technologically superior and infinite in its wisdom. And so humans are like, hey, grant us your wisdom. And he's like,
okay. My head's full of fluids.
But I'm strong.
I have bad brain.
My friend is a cow.
What?
Butterflies are... politician.
Is he floating?
My God.
What's going on? My God, he just cut a mountain in half.
He's so stupid that he doesn't even understand the laws of physics. He can't control them.
That's why he can fly, is because he's too dumb to understand that he
exactly.
can't.
Exactly. He doesn't even work with
They're
gravity.
Like, no, oh, man. Clark, you have to understand. It's impossible to break the force of gravity.
Nope, I fly. Hot dog.
There you go. That brings it back to cattle fishing. Okay. Because Clark has to cattle fish in with his locals.
Listen, I don't want to distract you or change the subject or possibly shift the
That's
premise
exactly what
of
you're
this
gonna
episode.
Do.
But I'm gonna.
Okay.
Because if you look out that window right now.
Oh, there's a window now.
There's a window that's there now.
Weird.
And there's a
yes,
plane.
Yes, and.
There's a plane doing some interesting maneuvers. I think it's skywriting.
Yes, and.
Well, yes, and. Can either of you, who aren't me, make out what it's saying? I bet you can't.
This is different from the letter that we usually get.
I know. Oh, you think this is from Mrs. Explosum?
Hey, Dave, why don't we I have a short attention span, so let's read
a sentence each.
Let's read every other word on that sign up there.
Okay.
On the skywriting?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Because I can only read one word before I get
read it really well, so I'll know if you get it right or not.
Okay, so I'll read the first word. You read the second one.
And okay.
It says, dear
lads,
it's
time
to
get
a
silly
script. If you
keep going,
don't I am gay,
right?
And I like to suck elephants' titties.
Ooh.
Oh, wow! Hey, what are the? We were just talking about
okay,
that.
Well, it doesn't
How
say,
crazy is that?
That's wild.
You guys might be waterheaded because it doesn't say any of that.
Oh,
is not waterheaded.
Wait, there's two signs.
Oh, a different plane.
There's two
Sorry.
Planes.
Oh, that plane crashed.
Oh shit! I hope they're okay.
Okay, they're not. It's on fire.
Joel, skywriting's happening.
All right, Joel, read the other one.
Dear boys, this is you were there with the deer, but not with lads.
Okay.
Dear boys, this is a reminder that I use dear incorrectly, for you are not dear to me in any way. Okay. Also, she spelled it D-E-E-R, so maybe she thinks we're forest creatures.
Well, she's treating us like near it.
Like cattle fish.
Yeah, like cattle fish.
By the time you read this, I will be away for the holidays, gums deep as I feast on a sumptuous bird carcass. I'm still in America, baking a succulent bald eagle with a combination of my signature blends. The plane is turning.
Ooh, well, like
and
the secret
spices.
Spices?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know they were taken off the endangered species list in 2007? Oh, okay. So we can eat those.
What?
It's my civic duty to put them back on that list. Oh, okay. And my lips will drip with greasy freedom.
Oh. So she's like, I've gone on vacation, but I'm still in America. So
yeah.
Where do you think she is?
Like Montana.
Way up there.
Where do
somewhere
you go,
very remote.
Where do you go hunt bald eagle?
I don't know.
Somewhere majestic.
Why are you asking me? I'm fucking foreign.
Somewhere majestic. It goes on. A third plane appears. And, it's already crashed.
Oh.
Okay. You will notice that you boys will not be celebrating the festivities and are required to remain being boys in the boy room.
The boy room?
Is that what we're calling
Chris?
This now?
Is Why isn't Chris room? In the boy room?
Maybe Chris got into her pants finally.
Ooh, in her boy room.
Yeah.
it goes on. In fact, we will confiscate all of your holidays. If
oh, no.
we find out that you've been celebrating in any fashion, you'll be severely reprimanded. Gobble, gobble, y'all.
All right.
Wait, what?
It says...
Gobble, gobble,
I don't
y'all.
Know. The plane is kind of smoking, but it says gobble, gobble, y'all.
Now that one's crashing, too.
Okay.
Can we...
Fourth plane, sorry.
Here it comes.
Your assignment...
Why are all these guys kamikaze-ing after
I don't know.
Also, why are you the only one that's able to read that one particular plane?
I feel like you guys, like I said, are a little waterheaded, but I've also got glasses, so I don't know. That might be it.
You know, you're never the foil in these things.
I know.
You're never the one that's stupid.
I'm the informed one.
I think you need to reconsider your role and try something
I
different,
feel like
man.
It suits
you typecast
me.
Yourself
it
as
a... Me just fine.
You very sued yourself. That's what you've done.
I can't read because my vision's blurry. I masturbated too much. My mom warned me to stop.
Right. And she, hair grew over your eyes.
No, she maced me in the face
because
I wouldn't stop masturbating in front of her.
Yeah, and I can't read because I keep jerking Rob off too much as well.
Another plane.
Jizz right in the
Your assignment is to write a script about three friends going to one of those wine parties where you paint a picture and get drunk?
Oh, I've been to one of those.
Oh, have
you? Have?
I've never been to one. I've seen the results.
That's weird.
What do you mean?
I've seen the
like
painting.
The medical results?
The alcoholism.
Goes on to say, rub your little tiny synapses together and write something good for once.
How does she know I have a tiny synapse?
Pee pee poo poo caca fart fart. I'm a big dumb idiot named Joel. Just wanted to hear him read that out loud.
Ha! That was funny.
Back to work, Mrs. Explosum. Oh, and that plane crashed into a volcano full of children.
Who put that there?
That's weird.
Okay.
Okay, we're at one of
it's
those...
It's a beautiful view outside, though.
We're at one of those wine party things where people get drunk and do a painting. Interior there?
There we go. All right, class, we're going to get started very shortly. I'm going to be sending my assistant around with a nice Pinot Grigio to fill up your glasses.
I already got started.
Excuse me?
I got started.
You got started on your painting or your drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bertha, you're such
Are
a
you
rush.
Okay, it appears you're drinking paint. Let me clarify. What's your What's your name, ma'am?
Bertha.
Bertha, you're supposed to drink the wine and paint the paint.
All the wine on the picture.
You seem to have poured your glass full of red paint, and you have it all over your face. That's very, very unsafe.
Nope.
We're going to swap that out for you, get you a nice glass of wine.
Give me back my glass.
Okay, we're going to keep an eye on this one. And
Bertha, you're so fucking stupid.
I'm stupid.
And who are you? Sorry?
Mary Rose. It's my first time here.
It's your first time? Bertha, are you guys friends? Or?
Mary Rose is kind of like my caretaker. Yeah, like when I do...
You know, she's been down and out.
My life's real bad.
We like to catch up every couple of weeks, but we're making it weekly ever since.
My life's real bad.
Ever since Bertha's problems have escalated.
I have problems, and then Mary Rose takes me to do fun stuff.
We're going to get started soon. Go ahead and add don't drink paint to your caregiving list of tips there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go
Are you going to drink that?
Please. Not from the bottle, Bertha. Not from the bottle. No. We pour
you
the wine.
You can't catch me.
God.
I'm sorry. Right. She gets a little crazy.
We're
going to
pour the wine. Uh-huh. You guys just paint, and we're going to have a good time, okay?
I'm going to take
Mary Rose. I'm your teacher.
What's your name?
I'm Mrs. Nesquik.
I'm Bertha Mrs.
Nesquik. Mrs. Like the cereal?
Yes, that's right.
Nesquik is in a cereal.
My grandfather invented Nesquik.
Invented Nesquik.
Invented the concept.
Wow. That's weird because they changed the name from Nestle Quick like 10 years ago.
He invented the name Nesquik. He worked at the company.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. I'm his granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call me Susie.
You're not living off that sweet Nesquik money,
Susie.
Well, I mean, I am a billionaire, but I do this for fun.
Mary Rose, you have such a sultry voice. It makes me feel funny.
Maybe all right, class.
When you smoke 50 a day.
Listen up. Canvas is up, everybody.
Yep. Okay. Hearing campaign.
So we're going to have a vote today on what we're going to paint, okay?
What are we going to paint
today?
We
have three options. We can do a landscape. We can do a nice winter landscape.
Okay.
Here's what it's going to look like.
Here's what I did last week.
Oh, that's not a flamingo.
Okay?
That's horrible.
The second option, we're going to paint the Grand Canyon.
Hang on.
The
your Grand landscape. Canyon. Everybody in your painting looks sad and scared.
Well, you paint what you feel. And we're going to get to that.
Right.
The third option is we can paint my friend Biff naked. He's a live drawing.
Hey.
That's the third option.
Hi, everybody.
This is Biff, everybody.
Hey. I'm sorry. Hello, I'm already naked just in case you guys want some inspiration.
Just so you understand what you're going to be painting.
Yeah.
So three options, one, two, and three. Let's do a show of hands.
It's my dong.
Hey, Bertha, want to go through all of these and decide?
Yeah, let's look at them objectively.
Okay. All votes for the winter landscape. Raise your hands.
I'm not feeling that.
There's one person in the back. Okay.
No, that guy's an idiot. My husband.
He
sucks.
That's not very. That's not a nice thing to say. Let's get the vibes.
That's not a nice thing to say, Bertha.
Bertha, ignore him.
How come I gotta sit way back here?
Bertha, he's a fucking twat.
I hate him.
If you're done painting a picture of your domestic problems, we should paint a picture of a landscape.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the next option?
Grand Canyon. Who wants to paint this?
No, that's boring.
Look, to follow up on what Bertha said, if I look behind a bush in this painting, there's a man hanging. There's something weird going on in your painting.
I like to add a personal touch to my paintings.
Yeah,
a little bit of history.
Look at the bottom of your Grand Canyon. It's just a pile of bodies.
I draw from history. You draw from your history. I draw from mine.
God.
The person hanging from the tree is my great grandfather, Mr. Nesquik.
They killed him?
He killed himself after being denied billions of dollars.
Royalties, right.
He forgot. Didn't read the contract.
That
anyway,
happened to the guy that invented Victoria's Secret. That's what I'm wearing.
That sounds like a thing that we should follow up on
okay,
later.
Bye.
Anyway, all votes for the Grand Canyon?
No.
Nobody?
That's
okay.
That's gross.
All right, third option. Okay. Third option, my naked friend Biff's naked, swole dick.
Hey, everybody.
I'd like to see the bottom of his Grand Canyon.
I'm not raising my hand.
Mary Rose votes for that. Okay.
I'm not raising my hand, but I'm raising
Bertha's raising both hands, and now
I'm doing the YMCA.
You're putting your feet in the air? That's not four votes, you know. That doesn't count as four votes.
I'm putting my big fat feet and hands in the air, too.
Okay, that's 19 votes.
That's not even how you count legs.
That's 100 votes.
That's not even math. You're,
I want to paint that canyon. I like that.
Get the fuck out of here, Frederick.
Guys,
fucking leave Bertha alone, fucking scumbag.
You're fucking mean.
All right, okay.
Yeah, we're two fat, mean bitches, and if you can't deal it, get out of here. Anyway, you were saying, teacher.
I'm leaving.
Anyway, we're gonna pour one more glass of wine. Wait, where the hell did the wine go? Why is it all gone?
I put it up.
Bertha!
I put it in my butt.
Bertha! This is against the rules.
Bertha.
It's against the law.
Your caregiver is not giving you any care whatsoever.
Hey,
if you don't stop.
I'm a cop. So I can do what I want.
You're a cop? I got a badge.
See?
You stole that from a cop, you fucking idiot.
No, I'm a cop.
You are such a fucking... No admitting to crimes in my class.
I'm a cop.
There is no painting instructor confidentiality.
Okay.
I can report this to the police, so
what?
Please keep it to yourselves.
No, if we kill somebody, you're not allowed to tell anybody. That's the law.
That is not a thing, Bertha.
I'm a cop.
You're not a cop. She's an alcoholic.
Look,
are we going to get around to painting Biff or
all
not?
All right, Biff, please.
First of all, wait, excuse
hey,
me.
All right, Biff.
Are you going to paint my Biff?
Now, Biff, I want you to get on this table.
Uh-huh.
And all right, now get yourself fluffed.
Oh, okay.
Right, here we go. Let me help you out. There we go.
Okay. Can you ladies all kind of hum
all right,
in
now.
Harmony? That'll help me.
There we go. Like, now everyone. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Okay, now, everybody. First, we're going to draw a circle. Everyone draw a circle. Bertha, oh, my God. Why are you painting red?
I'm painting on him with my mouth.
What are you doing?
I'm spitting out paint onto his body.
Jesus Christ. You're just sucking on him like a big, fat lamprey.
I said we were painting Biff. This isn't what I meant. It seems like this is a classic misunderstanding, Bertha.
Susan, let her do it.
Jesus Christ.
You know what?
A little bit right there.
Everybody, let's paint
Bertha,
Biff.
Bertha,
now,
get over here.
Okay.
Get over here. I think you've made enough of a spectacle of yourself tonight,
I have
tonight,
a name
Bertha.
Like a cow.
It is time for your punishment, Bertha.
What? My punishment?
We're going to break. Okay.
Oh, Mary
Rose.
Seems
like you haven't learned from the last time. Wait, what happened? Hang on.
What happened last time that we did a thing? We
no
did an
flashbacks.
Activity?
No
Are you
flashbacks
sure?
in my
Are
class.
Are you sure we didn't have an
You're
activity?
Not, we're not paid enough to flashback.
Okay, no, I'm
no.
ready.
What
I
was
think,
our, what
I just
was
want to
last,
say I'm all in on this
what
flashback.
What was our last activity?
God
Let
damn.
Me tell you all about it.
Okay.
God damn it.
Wow, Bertha, you're flying that kite real high.
I'm drinking a lot of paint.
Okay. I didn't notice you bringing the paint, but that's a...
Uh-huh. Please. I brought my own.
Okay, stop huffing it.
No.
Bertha, hey, keep control of your kite, Bertha. Keep control of your kite. Bertha, there's a golden eagle.
I flew away.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I never came back.
That was not what happened, because clearly you're right here in front of us. You're so drunk, you're having unnecessary flashbacks, and I'm not going to have this in my class, okay? I am putting
control.
My foot down.
Take control.
Okay, Bertha, like he said, it's time for your punishment. Give me the glass that you chugged. Up your butt.
No.
Give it to me right now.
No.
Give him the glass.
Give him the wine.
Glass.
Okay.
Give him the wine.
Here you go.
Thank you.
No. What are you going to do with it?
Now, this wine
Don't
is
sniff it?
Real smelly.
Gross.
Because it's been put up your butt. I want you to play it with your finger to emanate
a
humming sound as punishment.
What the fuck are you
as
doing?
As a really gross punishment. Oh, wow.
What the hell?
Biff seems to be enjoying this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, ladies, keep going.
That sound is heavenly. Wait. Wow! Can you do that? Do the theme from Halo.
I don't play video games. I can do Zelda. I can do Zelda.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean. Oops.
No. I can play Zelda on my.
This doesn't sound like a punishment anymore. Do it, but hate it. Do it, but hate it.
Oh my God! That's amazing. Wait.
Hate it, Bertha.
I don't like it.
Everyone, circle around. We're gonna watch Bertha play the butt flute.
Oh my God. Okay, I guess I'll take.
Oh, Do you know any foreigner?
I'll take requests. I guess if you guys. Anything you want to hear?
I've got a request. Give me some more wine.
Nope. All right.
All right. I'm going to pour wine for everybody.
Okay. How about this? Listen, Susan, you're good at a teacher or whatever, but I'm better at a crowd.
You know what?
Let's combine our powers.
I was going to say the same thing. No one paints anymore. They want to drink wine and watch freaky shit.
Yeah, they want to watch freaks do freaky shit, and I'm a fucking freak.
What do you say, Biff?
She's a real fucking freak.
Shut up. Frederick. Fuck.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, she's already painted most of my body with her mouth.
Well, whatever Biff wants to do, I'm in, because he's fucking hot.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm just watching you guys all agree with each other, and I'm so happy we're all friends now, and that we've all tied
Mary
off
Rose,
arcs.
Mary Rose, I just want you to know that none of this would be possible if you hadn't stepped in as my caregiver to help me make good decisions.
Give me a big smooch, you bitch.
I just changed the sign from Susie's Art and Wine to Bertha Does Freaky Shit. Let's get drunk.
Sponsored,
and there's a line around the block.
Sponsored by Nesquik.
Look,
oh my God.
All right.
Who's going to give me a request? Do you want to hear
Freebird.
Game of Thrones?
The Mario scene, the theme song.
Yeah, which one?
Do Mario 3.
The second one.
Oh, okay, second one.
Remind me how it goes.
It goes.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
More wine! The camera pulls backwards, revealing dozens of drunk assholes watching Bertha with a wine glass in her asshole playing the song from the second Mario as the sun sets on a happy day.
Yeah.
You're a dirty bitch.
The end.
The end. Wow.
Whoa.
That was all. That had
everything.
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 It had music. It had performance.
Yeah. I'm just so glad you know the baseline to that song.
Well, yeah, I've actually practiced that quite a bit. Rob and I used to do that in L.A. quite a lot.
Who?
Rob Denbaker.
LA. Oh,
that's me,
Rob.
Yeah, that guy's sitting right there.
Weird.
We used to walk around Hollywood Boulevard going.
Did Rob play your part on your asshole?
Yep, I went. Yep, I flexed it.
Okay, so that one almost felt like it was falling apart, but it kept itself together.
It was good. I think everyone.
That's the best part of that song. You have to admit.
Yeah. I like the part where everyone thought that Bertha was the one who was going to ruin the night for everybody. But instead, Bertha made them all realize that, like, there's something more fun in life than painting.
Drinking paint.
Yeah.
And sucking dick.
Yeah, it's way more fun to watch, you know, a grown woman do whatever the fuck that...
Freaks do freak shit.
Yeah, whatever she was doing.
Do freak shit, freaks.
Do freak shit. Let's get drunk.
I do want to point out to the listeners, shame on you for thinking Mary Rose was fat. Just because she had a voice like that. I know that's what you imagined.
Yeah, stop listening if you're going to be a fucking bigot.
Also, if you
don't
listen
shame Mary Rose's voice.
Get out of here.
If you listen carefully, you would notice that she smoked 50 a day.
She also said we're both fat bitches.
Just because she's on that Nesquik diet doesn't mean that she's overweight.
Okay.
She might just be unruly. You know how best friends call each other names? Like
what? You're a fat bitch.
Yeah.
But you're both Paris Hilton.
Like you and I do that all the time.
Okay. Guys... I don't think Mrs. Explosum's going to listen to this, and I don't think she cares, and I don't think she's real.
Where do you think it lands on our list of efforts?
Oh, okay.
I think medium high, medium rare.
Medium
That's
smoky. Smoky rare.
Smoky rare. Pink in the middle.
Yeah, bloody. Yeah. Little bloody. Just a hair at the end.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. No. Outside, crispy, tangy.
It was good.
Inside, soft, pink, moist.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
That describes both. Bertha and Mary Rose, I
yep,
think.
And Biff's dick, whatever his name was.
Biff's dick Nesquik.
And dick Biff.
And Dick's Biff, yeah.
Excellent effort.
Can we get
compliment circle? Can we do compliment circle?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Rob, can you start?
Who am I talking about?
Dave.
Come on, man.
Okay.
You can do it.
I think, Mary Rose saying, hey, let's all gather around and watch Bertha. Let's all do this now. I think that was.
I have to say, that was a little out of my control at that point. It seemed like Susan.
Well, you were the caretaker who could take no care whatsoever because your client was clearly beyond all saving.
That's true. What is this arrangement they have?
I don't know.
Was she a conservator of my...
Is she supposed to stop her client from getting drunk and drinking paints? Because you've clearly failed.
Oh, you're saying it was a profession. I thought it was more of just a friend thing.
I thought it was a court-ordered thing.
Court-ordered caretaker.
Oh, no, yeah. I thought it was just, you know, your friends done and I...
You remember in the mid-2000s when they said Britney Spears couldn't have her money, her dad had to control it? I feel like it was like
that.
Because
she shaved her hair?
Yeah, I feel it was like that.
Okay.
Where they were like,
like, no, you, I'm a judge, and I say, Mary Rose takes care of you, paint drinking bitch.
Oh, do I have to?
Yep, bye.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And then they all leave.
Yeah. I think she was great because she stood by her friend, even though her friend was making a right fucking
arse. Wait, you're complimenting
herself.
She was
loyal.
I'm complimenting Mary
Rose. Character, okay.
The character
more of
created.
A Mary Sue, I guess, when you think about it.
Nope.
Anyway, Joel.
Yes.
I just want to say.
Oh, let's hear it.
Despite the fact that I know you very well.
Oh.
You're a good friend.
Uh-huh.
You don't drink a whole lot at all. I thought you played a drunk person exquisitely.
Oh, it's because I'm always watching from the sidelines.
Oscar bait.
Oscar, it's Oscar worthy.
Oscar bait.
I'll also admit, though.
I'm Oscar baiting just thinking about it.
I will admit that I did go to my comfort zone because she's essentially the same lady from the Monopoly party a few episodes
ago. Oh, a recurring character with a different
drunk
name.
Drunk lady. Yep. She gets around. Yeah. Rob.
Hey.
A compliment for you. I really enjoyed the pull of Mrs. Nesquik because you are bad at names, and that was better than your normal name pull. So that was pretty good.
And then you said, I'm not a billionaire, but I am a billionaire. And also, hang on. Is it true that Nestle Quick was only called Nesquik relatively recently?
Yes. Yeah. It was called Nestle Quick through my entire childhood. About 10 years ago, they called it Nesquik. And I went, what?
You are so fucking
That's
old.
Dumb.
I remember Nesquik from the day I was turned into a more than a sperm.
Well, it's because you're 12.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I think we did it. I think we've all established that this may be a perfect script and that Mrs. Explosum will neither hear it nor appreciate it.
Yeah.
Fucker.
No one's going to hear it. No one's listening.
No,
this.
Good.
Well, I think we can all cozy up in the self-satisfaction of doing a good job.
Oh,
let's climb into each other's butts.
Oh, sure. I have an idea.
Sure.
Here's an idea. Go watch our newest podcast animation.
Yes.
We animated... I call my sword the uncircumcised Christ, the adventure of Liam Neeson and hobbits in the airport.
Is that with Ben Affleckorn?
Ben Affleckorn's there briefly.
Nice. Ben Affleckorn's there.
Brieflegorn.
If you like volcanoes, it's got one.
Sperm?
There's a sperm.
There's sperms.
It's got an airplane.
Oh, there's lots of sperms.
There's jizzes. There's airplane troubles.
There is a plane.
Yeah.
Chris isn't here, but he plays three airline employees.
He did a good job.
With the same voice.
I think Chris is three airline employees.
That's why he's never here. He's jet setting.
Where can they see that?
YouTube.com/ExplosumEntertainment.
Yeah. It's
Go on
called,
the tubes.
You know what I called it? I called it Lord of the Fellowship of the Thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I thought it was called Uncircumcised.
That's what the podcast is called.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I would like to ask our listeners, all of you, that's you, by the way, if you're listening, that you're a listener. I want to ask you something for a personal favor.
Oh, let's hear it.
I would like you, if you've laughed at all during this episode or any other one.
Or in your whole life.
Or no, specifically at us, funny boys.
Sorry.
If you've laughed at our stuff, go out there and tell like two people or three people about our podcast.
Do you think they know
say
three
that
people?
It's, well, I mean, make a friend. Go to the train station and say, poke a guy who's asleep outside the train. And say, hey, you like podcasts?
Get off me. I'm crazy. I got robots in my brain.
Hey, you should listen to my favorite podcast. Here's an idea by the boys from Explosive.
What is it? Cereal?
It's real funny.
Choo-choo. Train's here. I'm a train.
Yeah. But if you like what you hear and you've been listening this whole time, or even if you're just starting and we got a laugh out of you, recommend us to tell your friends to listen.
If we gently squeezed a laugh out of you.
Rob, when's the last time you were at a train station?
It's been a while.
Really? Yeah. I imagine
But we are suggesting this only occur at train stations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where all interactions
I'll tell you about train stations.
You know what?
Like it's a Waylon Jennings.
You know what, Rob? As long as we're imposing on these people, these podophiles, I have a thing that I want them to do. I want them to go to iTunes. And I want them to use all the stars available to give us a review.
I think there's five.
I want to do all five.
Okay.
It's pronounced It-Unes.
It-Unes. It-Unes.
It-Unes.
Go to It-Unes and do a five-star ding-a-ling. Press all of them.
We do read the reviews, so if you write a review,
we'll
look at it and we'll go, aw, thanks.
Are you insulting our podophiles? Press five stars, ding-a-ling.
No, I'm saying ding it up, like ding, 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 ding.
Okay. But we do read them, and they make us go, aw. And if they're bad reviews, they make us go,
You know the worst review is like, this is okay, but it's not for me. And I'm like, hey, that's not bad.
Mm. Hey, thanks, fella.
One guy, there is one negative review that I thought he had a point. He said, in a world of like A-plus top quality podcasts, this one's just okay.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, you're not wrong.
Sure.
You're not wrong.
That's fine.
You're not wrong. We're Zach Galifianakis or whoever has a podcast. Oh no.
Let's get Joe Rogan on next week.
Oh, that guy.
Maybe I think he seems to spice up most podcasts.
I think he could bring us conspiracy theories and weed.
And he could also talk very confidently about things he knows nothing about.
Oh, right. That's what we do.
All right, let's contact Jor Ogan.
Jor Ogan.
Well, we have to fire Chris first.
That's true.
And then put him in the
seat. Done.
Okay.
What a horrible Like, what a horrible scenario that is, that we get rid of Chris and there's Joe Rogan next week going, hey, fellas, yeah, I'm here to tell you about things that you probably don't even know about. I don't even know about.
Did you know the Earth is flat and nuclear power plants are turning birds into butts?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, I really like to assert myself on when I bring people onto my podcast because it's my show, and then I put them in a precarious position.
I feel triggered.
Anyway.
But... also go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide and underscore and having it underscore no
just
further.
Go underscores. Fucking you do type it in like
Twitter at here's an idea pod. Delete your Twitter.
Sure, man.
What else?
Do that.
Twitter, yeah. Dave Micklefatry.
We're trying in. Yeah.
Man, Twitter, we're putting plugs on plugs here. I think
Twitter
we,
Rob.
That's me, Twitter, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Jolly Joel.
This is not good content, guys.
We should stop it. Hey, let's stop.
The end.
Fart.
Here's an idea is an Explosion production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.